helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey everybody, here we go. Welcome to the Speak Up Table. And today's guests are Michael Rosedale. Michael is the Bonner County Clerk and Clarissa Koster, Elections Manager. Honestly, I think I could just go out for coffee here because these guys have been on helping us understand the ins and outs of being a registered voter here in Bonner County, how we do absentee ballots, how we do early voting, how do we register, how do we get eligible to vote, and all of those issues, they've got it here for you if you're new to the county or you just need a refresher course to be reminded. We've got this information for you. We are also going to get into voter integrity. It's an important issue. Poll volunteers. Poll washers, watchers, overseers, what kind of IDs are required. So all of that and more are coming your way right after this.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
September is an exciting month for the Pondere Winery. It marks the beginning of a new vintage of handcrafted wines made right here in Sandpoint by our dedicated crew. September is also Wine Club month, so keep a lookout for your wine club shipment or stop by the tasting room at 301 Cedar to pick up your 2019 Primitivo and Cabernet Franc. Members enjoy wine club pricing all month long on these two beautiful wines. We will continue to offer live music on Friday and Saturday nights, so check out our Facebook page or our website at powine.com for the latest news. It's harvest time, so come celebrate with us at the Pondere Winery.
Gonna tell you a story about Mary Lou, the kind of a woman make a fool of you.
Mary Lou, Mary Lou.
She took my diamond ring.
Mary Lou,
she took my watch and chain.
Mary Lou,
she took the keys to my Cadillac car. She drove it downtown into a sushi bar.
She wrecked my caddy down at First and Main. I had to have it towed, it had a twisted frame. Al came and towed it into Pondere. Bondo fixed it up, now it's A-OK.
Mary Lou, Mary Lou.
She took my diamond ring.
Mary Lou, Mary Lou.
She took my watch and chain.
Mary Lou.
She took the keys to my Cadillac car.
Now it even looks better than it did before.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
Being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads?
We play!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
All right, everyone, welcome back in. Say hello and welcome with me to Michael Rosedale, Bonner County Clerk, and Clarissa Koster, the Elections Manager. You guys, welcome back in. Always happy to see you.
Yes, happy to see you too.
Thanks, that was great.
Let's begin. Let's just jump in with absentee ballots. What's the percentage of people in Bonner County, registered voters, who more or less do absentee on any given election?
I think it's about 15%.
Okay, not as high as I thought it was going to be. All right, so 15%. So for those people who have not yet registered as to receive an absentee ballot, how do they do it? What is the deadline for getting that? Clarissa.
Yeah, so to request an absentee ballot, obviously first you have to be a registered voter, which a deadline to remember is the last day to pre-register to vote is October 8th. If you're not already registered, you do have to do that first. The last day to request an absentee ballot is October 22nd, and you can do that either by going online to voteidaho.gov. You can come into our office to fill out the form, and also you can get to the Secretary of State's web links through our elections website, which has been totally revamped. We encourage people to go check it out. You'll just look for the tab that says absentee ballots, and everything you could want to know is right there.
So they would go to bonnercountyid.gov and then find the tab that says absentee
departments,
ballots.
Well, go to departments, get to the elections office, and then you'll pull up our website, and everything you could possibly want to know is there.
Excellent. I am so glad you mentioned that up front, because we have people driving around, they're listening, but I hope they're not trying to take notes, between the red light and the green light going. So go to bonnercountyid.gov and click on the departments and elections, and as Clarissa said, you'll find everything. You know, would you recommend that people, if they are not yet registered or registered for an absentee ballot, they better come into your office the time is getting short to get all this taken care of?
The time is getting short. The quickest way to request an absentee ballot and register to vote is online through voteidaho.gov.
Oh, right. Yes.
You know, another thing is you don't want to be playing the time game by requesting an absentee ballot at the very last day, because then we have to process it. We have to print them. We have to collate them, put them in the envelopes, mail them out. It takes a day or two to get to your house, and then it takes a day or two for you to get them and return them, and then the post office back. And there's a chance that we don't get them by 8 o'clock on election night. If we get them at 8:01 on election night, we cannot count those ballots. And sometimes people have a problem with their signature. It's changed. They've had a stroke, or they forget to. And you don't leave us any time to contact you and say, hey, come in and sign this envelope because you forgot to do it. So the more time you give us or you give yourself, the better chance you have of having a successful absentee vote.
You know, it's important for people to remember that this care that you take in terms of making sure everything is taken care of and the back and forth and the checking of signatures is the way you ensure voter integrity here in Bonner County. So, yeah, I mean, you have time. Fastest, voteidaho.gov for registering and registering and receiving an absentee ballot. But, boy, don't let it go. Just go in and take care of it in person if you have any questions about.
One other thing, too. Clarissa said go to the website. It's been revamped, and it really has. It is very easy to navigate. It is very easy to understand, intuitive, to know what to do, where to find your information. She and GIS did a fantastic job, so thank you to them. But it really is a great place to go now.
That's excellent. BonnerCountyID.gov. I'm going to go there and check it out and give you guys a
Please
report.
Do. Yes.
All right, so I mentioned the integrity of absentee ballots. Let's begin with something that always confuses people. That's what other states do, not Idaho, called mail-in ballots. And what we do is absentee ballots. And even though they go through the mail, they are not mail-in ballots per se. It's confusing. So straighten us out on why our absentee ballots are so have such integrity.
Right. So in Idaho, we have absentee ballots only. We don't have mail-in. So part of that function is the same, but it's a very different process. In Idaho, you have to request your ballot be sent to you. In other states, they're automatically sent out to everybody, whether you request them or not. So in Idaho, you request them in writing, either at the Secretary of State's website by verifying some private information or by signing a piece of paper and getting it to our office. We verify your signature to make sure you actually requested your ballot. Then we create the ballot, mail it to you, and when you return it, we look at your signature once again to make sure you are the one that actually did the ballot and signed the affidavit. if you didn't, or if the signature is wrong or looks fishy, we will try to call you or attempt to call you. If we cannot verify you did it and have you come in and redo it or sign it if you didn't do it at all, that ballot does not count. And in other states, they just apparently count them no matter what.
Yeah, I'm just so glad that we have this kind of confidence in Bonner County. Other counties might do things differently, right?
But no, not in Idaho.
Idaho. Everybody in Idaho, all the counties,
we have the same rules in Idaho, right?
That is really good to know, because I was like thinking, wondering about those people down there in Ada County, how they were doing. But they're doing
the same rules, right?
I like it. Yep. Now, you said, you know, when you return your absentee ballots, there are two ways to return your absentee ballots, right? In person or by mail. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
So if it's by mail, it's still an absentee ballot. You're just using the Postal Service to deliver that legit ballot.
And we have a Dropbox outside. It's bolted to the ground. It looks like a mailbox. It's all white. It has a flag on it. You can tell it's a vote mail, you know, box for absentee ballots. Also on election day, if you're running out of time, you can deliver your absentee ballot to your local precinct before 8 p.m. and put it straight in the ballot box. You do not need to check in with the people there at all, because they don't have any part of the process of that. We have it all at our office.
Right. So those people that are checking people in that are voting in person, they don't have any way of checking whatever absentee, put it in the box, because it goes straight to you guys and your team at the headquarters.
Right. If you made a mistake and you want to spoil that ballot, you can do that there. They will spoil it, and they can electronically spoil it and void that serial number and put of the ballot in they can put that in a special envelope and issue you another one. And so your first one won't count, and the second one will.
And
but they can take care of you there.
And that could be in-person voting at that point in time.
Well, it would be on election day.
Yeah, on election day only. Yeah. So let me see. So absentee ballots, how different they are than other states that do mail-in ballots. And how do we prevent absentee ballot counterfeiting again, that somebody can't go out there and just, you know, Xerox a few hundred out and give it to their dog?
Yeah, so that's one of my favorite parts about our system. Now, not every county in Idaho does this, but our county has unique ID numbers issued by our system to each and every single ballot. Once that ballot has been returned and read, our system recognizes that as an official ballot and then burns that ID, and it can never be used again. If somebody did get their absentee ballot and make 100 copies for their 100 best friends, only the first one back counts, because then that ID number has been burned and it can never be used again, and all the rest are void. They're invalid.
I can hear everybody out there driving around Sandpoint and Boundary County too. They have the same rules. They're out there clapping.
They do not
use the same.
No. They don't. Very few counties in Idaho use a unique ballot ID numbers, but Bonner does.
We are so good. We are just so good. You guys are so good.
Thank you.
All right. So in addition to absentee ballots, a person could do early in-person voting.
Yes,
if they don't
can.
Want to wait till November the 2nd, they can get in there. Clarissa, tell us when that begins and how that works.
Okay, so in-person early voting will begin on October 18th. It's a Monday at 9 a.m. and runs till 5 p.m. And the last day to early vote would be October 29th at 5 p.m. So office hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 for early voting during that time period. Just go ahead, come on in. We will ask you for your ID and get you going.
Can they come in, obviously, at that time and register and then vote right then?
Yes. If you had not registered to vote prior to the last day for pre-registration, you can register and vote at the same time.
When's the last day for registering to vote?
It would be October 8th for pre-registration.
Okay, so they need to be registered by the 8th, and then if they want to, they can come in on the 18th, beginning on the 18th.
Beginning on the 18th during early voting and register
voting.
And vote at the same time, yes.
The differentiation is that if you come in after that date, when we have early voting, you can register, but you must vote. You can't register and not vote, so that early cutoff is so that you can, you know, register and be done registering. If you come in for the early voting, you must vote when you register
right
at the same time.
Get registered and vote. All right. That's good to know. And when they come in to register, let's say, in person, what kind of ID, what do they need to be bringing with them, especially for our new residents? What is kosher?
Well, obviously, the first thing that we hope you have is an Idaho-issued driver's license that is valid and does show your residence address on it. If it does not show your residence address on it, we need some other form of documentation, like a utility bill, car insurance, mortgage statement, something that shows you and your residence address where it's being sent to. If you do not have an Idaho-issued driver's license, we can still look at your out-of-state license for the visual of you to verify that you are who you say you are. But we do still need the other documentation to prove residency.
So let me ask a quick question. If someone has this, any state, I don't know, Pennsylvania driver's license, and they come in and they show it and it shows they are who they are, could that driver's license go to somebody else tomorrow and they're going to come in because it would be the same name and, oh no, it'd be a different picture.
So basically what you have to remember is...
I just answered my own question.
No, you did. But that's a good question. What you have to remember is we have to confirm three pieces of information that all link together. Your face with your name, with your address.
Right.
The face can be on an ID card from out of state because we can get a good lock on your face and your name with that. And then we need something else to lock in your address. And that's what Clarissa was saying. It's an official document, a power bill, a bank statement, something like that that's official with your name and your address. So
your
then we can triangulate and make sure everything is
match
proper.
Everything up.
And this is true all over Idaho.
Yes.
In all the counties. So we have listeners up in Boundary County right now, and they're like, this is the same thing for you guys up there, right?
Yes, exactly the same.
Excellent. So early in-person voting, that's attractive. I mean, they don't want to go through the absentee ballot process. They just want to go in and vote. They are registered, let's say, and they've got their ID. They're doing good. But they just want to get it out of the way. So they can do that from October the 18th to October 29th, normal business hours, Monday through Friday.
Yes.
And if they have any questions,
give us a call, 208-255-3631.
I'll bet you'd rather that they went to your website rather than making that phone call.
The website will definitely give you what you want, but we're always happy to help by a phone call, too.
You've got the best staff. They are so good. No matter how many times I call and ask them a question, they are great.
Let me chip in one thing here, too.
Yeah.
Last year, we had people saying, I don't want to do an absentee ballot or an early vote. I want a real ballot. Well, I want to tell you they're all the exact same ballot. There is no difference between an absentee ballot, an early vote ballot, and an election day ballot. They are the exact same ballot. So it doesn't matter how you vote, they're the exact same ballot.
Oh my gosh, I hadn't even thought to ask that question. I just assumed all the ballots were the same. But as long as we're talking about all the ballots are the same, I was told, on apparently not good authority, that depending on how you register, whether you're an independent, a Republican, a Democrat, or what, non-declared, you can just not declare something, you get a different ballot during the primary season.
That is correct.
Okay, so how does, I know I'm jumping ahead to next May, but let's just do a little parenthesis here. How does those ballots, and this is primary voting, okay?
Right. So you're right, that is jumping ahead, and it might confuse everybody this time.
I know.
But basically, it's set out by the parties. If you're unaffiliated, meaning you have not yet affiliated with a party, you can choose to affiliate with any party on Election Day. If you are a Republican, you can vote the Republican ballot. The Democrats let Republicans vote on the Democrat ballot. And the Constitution, I believe, let you vote on the Constitution ballot, too. If you are not a Republican, the Republicans do not let you vote on the Republican ballot. And you know what? This is really a conversation for a different day.
Yeah.
Because the rules are actually really complex. And we have 200 poll workers, and we have to go through this every time. And that is the biggest thing to try to relearn every other year for them, because they do deal with it once every 8 election cycles.
Right.
8 elections.
On the primaries.
Right. But to answer your question, yes, there is a potentially a different ballot that you get, and what you become after you select that ballot. For instance, if you are unaffiliated and you take a Republican ballot, you now become a Republican. If you're unaffiliated and you take a Democrat ballot,
you stay. In paper only, not in your heart.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if you're unaffiliated and you take a Democrat ballot, you stay unaffiliated. So the rules are very interesting.
Gosh.
We didn't make them up.
I don't even want to think about what that all means. Okay, you guys know you'll be on next year, like early May, late April, for the upcoming. When's the May? I had that.
Well, we have election in March, too. So possibly election in March. So hopefully we'll be on in February.
Okay, you'll be on February. You'll also be on before the primary in May for these big offices that are coming up for election. So we will cover all this in detail. I may have to ask for extra time to do this show.
Perfect.
To just get all those nuances in there. All right, but this year, this fall, coming up November the 2nd, all God's children get the same ballot, right?
Yeah. No.
Ooh, well, my
And here's why.
I know, because there are different boards and city councils.
It depends on what district you're in. Different school district, trustee zones, different fire districts. Exactly.
What would I do without you? Yeah, I'm serious, because I tell them you're all getting the same ballot. So obviously, I'm in whatever zone I'm in, and I don't think I get to vote for now the one open challenge seat on the school district. So that won't be on my ballot.
I don't know what precinct you're in.
I think I'm in Washington precinct.
Depending upon...
And I don't think that's Gary Suppiger's or challenger Jason Peters.
So we have 10 precincts that do not have an election, simply because, as you said, they fall outside of a trustee zone or a fire district or, you know, that kind of a thing.
Or the even rest a city council, whether Ponderay, Kootenai, or Sandpoint City Council, they may be outside of that, too.
Exactly.
So they don't even get a ballot. They're not even voting.
Yeah, 10 precincts don't have anything. They do not. 10 precincts won't experience an election in November.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Well, just scratching the surface here of the complexities that you guys deal with. Yes, you're looking at something, Clarissa.
I was just gonna name the precincts that are not involved in this November's election.
Okay.
The Clark Fork precinct, Gamlin Lake, Hope, Lakeview, Lamb Creek, Priest Lake, and then we also have Spirit Valley precinct will not be involved, and Renko.
They don't have any dogs in this fight November.
Right. And Sagal actually sort of is and sort of isn't. We only have 5 eligible voters in Sagal because they're on one side of a road as it bends. And it actually falls into a Lake Ponderay School District trustee zone race. Those 5 people, we have declared Sagal a mail-only precinct just for this, so we're going to mail those 5 people their ballots. So instead of firing up an entire polling location with all the staff for the, you know, the 14 hours and all that kind of stuff, we're mailing in. So we're sending them a heads-up letter, and we will hold their hand, and they can, anyway, they are taken care of. But those 5 people won't have a polling place to go to except our building. They can vote in person in our building, but we will be mailing out their ballots to them.
And they can do early voting, too, with those ballots, or just on election day?
Well, they can turn their absentee ballots in at the drop box like you would any absentee ballot.
Okay. I kind of like that. That is service with a smile. That's individual service, and that's because we live where we live. All right, we've gone long on this segment. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more information just for you with Michael Rosedale and Clarissa Koster.
They were our brothers, our sisters, sons, and daughters. They were our parents, family, our neighbors, and our friends. How can we express the gratitude that we all owe the thousands and thousands of American veterans who have sacrificed so much for our country's freedom? It was they who stepped forward from the time this country was created to fight for everything we know about liberty and freedom. And although we celebrate their victories and console them for their losses by creating monuments and honoring them in parades, the truth is we can never do enough for the freedom they've given us. Perhaps the most important thing we can do is reach out to those veterans closest to us and simply tell them, thank you. Thank you for all you've done for freedom. All of us at Shiloh Inns would like to take this opportunity to recognize the many men and women who have served and continue to serve our country so that we will always be free. Thank you, veterans, from everybody at Shiloh Inns.
Okay, joining us today on the podcast is Stan and Roy, collectively known as the Raptors from Triple Play. Guys, here's a question. I've heard the Raptor Reef Water Park is always exactly 86 degrees. Why is this?
Well, Madeline, rigorous studies showed us that 86 degrees is the ideal temperature for fun to grow and flourish.
Oh, Stan.
So are you saying the water park would be less fun if it was 85 or 87 degrees?
I think that might possibly be exactly what I'm saying.
Could we make that not what he's saying?
The Raptors are brought to you by Triple Play, where you can bowl, play laser tag, climb a ropes course, and splash around in Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park. Plus, it's all attached to a cozy hotel. Visit 3play.com.
At 88 degrees, fun really dissipates, and we want to avoid that.
Okay, Stan, what is that based on?
Instinct, Roy. Distinct instinct.
Oh.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer, maybe yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, everyone, welcome in. We're talking with Michael Rosedale. He is the Bonner County Clerk, and Clarissa Koster, she is the Elections Manager here for Bonner County. I want to let you all know that you are, I hope you're tuning in, you 1400 AM, 1450 AM, covering Bonner and Boundary Counties, 97.1 FM, and you could be live streaming this on your phone or your computer at NorthIdahoRadio.com, and there'll be an archived recording of this show at NorthIdahoRadio.com, probably, I don't know, later this afternoon, certainly by tomorrow morning, it's going to get posted, so go look for it. It's easy to navigate, you know, just keep punching those little buttons until you find the local live noon hour show and you're clicking on Speak Up. That's me on Tuesdays. So let's take a look at one of the things came up about voter integrity or the ballot integrity is how do we ensure that the number of ballots that get in and get counted do not exceed the number of registered voters?
That's a great question. So one thing is with the absentee, and we always have fewer ballots cast than people wanting to vote. The number's always less. And the reason it's always less is because sometimes people could take a ballot when they go to poll and they just simply decide not to vote it and they walk out with it. They decide, no, they're not going to. We have absentee ballots that we send out. Many, many absentee ballots are never returned or are returned without a signature. And in-person voting that way too. When they come back, if somebody with an absentee ballot decides not to mail it in, but they want to spoil it at their precinct, they spoil that ballot, and our system recognizes that ballot has been spoiled, cancels it in the envelope, and we mark on that ballot spoiled, put it in an envelope, and issue another one. But it's impossible for us to count more ballots than the people that voted simply because our system, it won't let us. So if you vote and then you come back to vote again, it will not let us issue you another ballot.
All right. One of the things that I think is, and I know this isn't exactly in your bailiwick, but maybe you've just given us one of the reasons why that we have essentially for almost all of our elections, except maybe presidential, low voter turnout. We've got X number of registered voters, and of those registered voters, whatever their affiliation is, there's a much lesser percentage that actually vote, that could vote. Do you have a sense of why that is? Like I say, I know that's not your bailiwick, but
yes,
what do you think?
I do. It's just not interesting to people. They don't deem it as life and death a threat. Like the presidential election and apparently also the librarian board and the hospital board last time is a life and death for a lot of people. But, and I don't mean that in a pun sense,
yeah.
People take the, it's how attracted they are to the race and what they think the importance is. When it comes to a water board or sewer board or that kind of thing, people just aren't going to change their vacation plans to make sure they vote. And they just think, you know, their water's going to keep coming, so it doesn't really matter who's there sometimes, or they don't really care, or they're, you know, it's a fine job, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take another little pause here. I want you to definitely hear me say this. This is not what Michael thinks, and this is not what Clarissa thinks. This is what Barbara thinks. I want to encourage you to take these, all of these elections, even though those off-cycle elections for sewer boards and library boards and water boards and Lake Pendere Hospital District boards, because each and every one of them is a taxing district. They are spending your money. They are deciding not only how much money to spend, but what they're going to spend it on. And they can assess. They have certain regulations, but they can assess higher taxes. I know we pay attention to the county commissioners, but all these little boards out there in different districts are doing the same thing. It's kind of like getting, I don't know, damaged by a duck that's just kind of pecking away at you. So please, you know, it's all important. Please be an informed, involved voter.
I agree.
Register. Vote.
Yeah, I agree totally. It does matter, and everybody should vote. I was telling you why they don't,
but they should. Yeah.
Another thing I want to say on this is there are lots of districts that have a really hard time fielding people for the spot. Cemetery districts, water sewer boards, they have a really hard time. And if you feel strongly or are competent, please, the next go-around, put your name in the hat. I mean, they can use every district can use competent people on their boards, period.
Right. And even if, you know, they have enough people on the board, go start attending meetings and get informed so you can be an informed voter. All right. So polling locations. I think the last time we talked, there were going to be some new polling locations, but now that's not so. What's up with polling locations?
So we had a brilliant idea, and that was to use our Bonnie County Fairgrounds for all the regional polling centers. And so we started those gears working. We went through all the pros and cons of it in our minds. We hashed it out back and forth. And then as soon as we actually did it, our voters said, no, wait, don't do it. And, you know, we didn't consult them enough. And in hearing what they wanted to do, we decided to undo that. So we left them the way they are. So everybody votes where they were. This is your place to vote as well as ours. So we decided we're just going to let people keep voting where they've been voting.
Would it have saved us money?
Yes.
Okay. Significant?
Maybe.
Okay. So it's something to maybe rethrow out there again with the reasons why that would be good.
Sometimes money isn't the best reason to do something, and I think we were sort of blinded by that a little bit. Not blinded, but motivated by that. But I think actually one of the biggest arguments is people have a sense of community around their polling location, and they really love that and cherish that, and they wanted to keep that, and we want them to keep that, so
yeah,
we decided to let them keep it.
I get that. You walk in, you know everybody there. They've got cookies for you. They want to know how your grandson is, and it's just all...
Especially in Hope. I know that.
I know Hope is just, you know, so unique. But I think Sandpoint's getting there. I'm pretty happy with Sandpoint. All right. Did we say already about absentee ballots that you may have signed up for absentee ballots for every election in the year or just one? You have to renew that. What is it, Clarissa? Every January, you got to re-deal with the state on getting an absentee ballot, right?
Yes, you have to request a new absentee ballot at the beginning of the new calendar year. So for 2022, there will be new forms that will come out from the Secretary of State at some point in January. And then you will be able to come into our office, or you can go online to voteidaho.gov.
Okay. So come into the office, go to Vote Idaho, or go to voteidaho.gov.
Yes.
Or go to Bonner County ID.gov.
Yes, just we have links.
Follow your nose to the link for absentee ballot registration.
Yes.
Every January. And what kind of, we've got some choices when we do that. It could just be for that one upcoming election, or it could be for everything. How do you designate what you want absentee ballots for?
Well, right now for the 2021 year, there was a choice to choose all elections, or you could choose March, May, August, November. You know, we didn't have an August election, so nothing was sent out, but you have that option. Next year's form, I'm not really sure what the form's going to look like because I have not seen it yet.
The form generally has all four election slots plus a special election reservation. And so you can just mark up you want everything, or if you know you're going to be on vacation, you can just mark just that one that you're going to be on vacation.
Or two.
Or two, or three, or whatever combo.
Or whatever. So you designate of whatever elections are coming up during that year, you can say, I want an absentee ballot for these two, but not for the other two, or whatever it is, or all of them.
Yes.
I just mark all of them. It just is easier for me. I like it. Even though I miss seeing people. So sometimes I just go ahead and bring in my absentee ballot anyway. So I get the connection and I get the absentee ballot. Lots of choices. That's what I like. All right. We're going to take a break. We're up against it. When we come back, we've got more information. We're also going to talk about those seats that are open and some of the things that you will see on your ballot if you get a ballot this year.
Have you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grunberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
Gonna tell you a story about Mary Lou, the kind of a woman make a fool of you.
Mary Lou, Mary Lou.
She took my diamond ring.
Mary Lou.
She took my watch and chain.
Mary Lou.
She took the keys to my Cadillac car. She drove it downtown into a sushi bar.
She wrecked my caddy down at First and Main. I had to have it towed, it had a twisted frame. Al came and towed it into Ponderay. Bondo fixed it up, now it's A-OK.
Mary Lou,
she took my diamond ring.
Mary Lou,
she took my watch and chain.
Mary Lou,
she took the keys to my Cadillac car.
Now it even looks better than it did before.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
Any moment that lets you just sit back, relax, and enjoy even 1 second of the day to yourself and taste like pumpkins, that's a moment to look forward to. The McCafe Pumpkin Spice Latte is back. Get a $2 small hotter iced for a limited time. Or try one of our other freshly brewed espresso drinks. From iced caramel macchiatos to caramel frappes to hot mochas to every sweet treat in between. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary.
I haven't really woken up. Oh, until I've had my McDonald's breakfast deal. And I know this is true because before breakfast, I put my phone in the refrigerator and couldn't find the keys that were already in my hand.
Now buy one sausage McMuffin, sausage burrito, or hash brown and get another for a buck. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Don't miss out on life's unforgettable moments. You have adventures waiting and challenges to tackle. And now, P1FCU can help you anywhere life takes you. If you need to make a loan payment, a simple transfer, or even apply for a loan, P1FCU's video banking has you covered. It's real banking with real people. Download the app or visit p1fcu.org to get started. P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. Insured by NCUA.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hey everybody, we've got it going on for you right here. We are entering into candidate, election central time. Today we're talking with Michael Rosedale and Clarissa Koster. They are both with the Bonner County Clerk's Office and in charge of elections. And programs that are coming up for you, we're going to have all the candidates for Sandpoint City Council on, and we're going to have candidates for the contested seat on the Lake Pendere School District. And we may even have an opportunity to get another couple of candidates on. I'll keep you posted on that. And when all of those, it's starting next week, by the way, we've got city candidates on beginning next week. All right, so the ballots will have, what are the offices and the different things on the ballot that people will be considering?
Okay, so we have, City of Dover has a mayor under for election. Would you like me to read the names
Sure.
real quickly? Okay, so yeah. We have George Eskridge and Ryan Wells for mayor. Dover has city council members Kim Bledsoe, Merlin Glass, Amy Lizotte, and Mark Sauter. City of Kootenai has council members for seat one, and they have Robert Rutan and David Sundquist. And City of Priest River candidates for mayor are Tim Simpkins and Kevin Wiley. City of Priest River candidates for city council member are Bill Mullaly, Sean Snyder, and Candace Turner. City of Sandpoint candidates for city council, and there are three. You get to choose three. Joel Asparo, Wayne Benner, Arthur Bisline, John Darling, Justin Dick, Fritz Moore, Luke Ahmad, and Jason Welker. Lake Pendere School District, Trustee Zone 2 has Jalon Peters, Gary Suppiger, and West Bonner County School District 83 Zone 2 has Susan Brown, Mark Caldwell, Lonnie Orr, and West Bonner County School District 83 Zone 4 has Keith Rutledge, Haley Scott. Northside Fire for Subdistrict 3 has Vernon Roof and Bob Howard. Timberlake Fire for Zone 5 has Sam Rick Connor and Todd Amendi. West Pendere Fire District, Subdistrict 1 has Chris Coyle, David Van Natter, and Tony Emmord. West Pendere Fire District, Subdistrict 3 has Stephen D. Boucher, Larry Larson, and Samuel Ranger Rick Hall. And City
is it going to say Samuel Ranger Rick Hall?
It's actually Samuel R. and then in quotes, Ranger Rick Hall.
I love that. Fun.
Yep. And then the City of Sandpoint local option non-property tax is also going to be on the City of Sandpoint, those five precincts. Those are the questions, a favor or against?
For or against. Well, first of all, I want to say to every one of those candidates you just read, good job, way to go, good luck to everybody, thanks for running. Stay involved, win or lose, don't drop out, you know, go to every meeting, ask questions, harass the ones that did get elected with good questions. And, our Republic of America is a participatory process, and it is only weak when we just let things ride and we don't stay involved. So this is an encouragement to me as much as it is to you. Get involved, stay involved. Find out what the issues are, get behind a candidate and vote. Find out who you want to vote for. You know, meet and greet and get the information you need. So the local option tax, you said that's non-property tax related. What does that mean for our listeners?
Right. Actually, do you know, Chris, you want to talk about that? I believe it's a hotel or sales tax option to raise additional funds. They had a proposal for certain improvements and as well as open walkways, nature paths, that kind of a thing for health and whatever. I'm not too up to speed on that. My goal was just to make sure it was on the ballot with the exact language, and I can't remember that as we're talking.
Yeah, we didn't bring a copy of that with us.
All right. Well, I saw the survey, and it was, I think I can use the word slanted, or they were doing a lot of talk about parks and recreation and I don't know, skateboarding or something. And I personally disagreed with that being the top priority here in Sandpoint. I think infrastructure. I think our wastewater treatment plant and our water treatment and, sidewalks and turning lanes are a lot more important than more places to walk your dog, with all due respect to you and your dog and your skateboard. I walk all the time in Sandpoint, and I love it. It's beautiful. I walked all the time in Hope, but I think we have infrastructure. That's my two cents. Do I get to say that? Because, hey, it's election season. I'm not running for anything, but that's my thing. And if that's important to you, then talk to your city council candidates, the eight people that Michael just read their names to, and ask them what their position is on the LOT and why they have that position, pro or con. What do we have there for me?
So the pro or con?
On the LOT.
So we're digging up the language, but the basic thing is what you said. I've heard those same arguments as well. I mean, they're good intentions, good ideas, whether you need more sewer water treatment and that. I don't live in the city of Sandpoint, but I've also heard some of the candidates' potential talk about that. I do have the ballot language pulled up right now.
Okay.
And it is, shall the city of Sandpoint, Idaho, adopt a 1% sales tax on all sales except occupancy sales subject to taxation under another chapter. And the revenue will be used for City Beach, Downtown Waterfront, Traverse, Centennial, and Great Northern Sports Complex, and to purchase property for open space, parks, and recreation, and to support implementation of the city's pedestrian priority sidewalk network. So those are the main things we're talking about. Yeah.
Okay, well, I respectfully disagree with that. But, you know, I'm still thinking, haven't filled out my ballot yet. But, you know, I just think we need infrastructure. I think we have been under an EPA audit on our wastewater treatment for several years now, and they just kind of keep giving us a pass, because I don't know how much money we need. Somebody said between 80 and 100 million to get that fixed. That's going to go, I know, well beyond an LOT, but we need to set what our priorities are.
Right. And as in the position of the election official here, I am completely neutral on this. Our job is to count the votes dead accurately,
yeah.
Period.
I know, exactly. Yeah, I know. I need to say pause. This is Barbara talking. All right, so we've got one other quick question. I want, Clarissa, would you repeat for our audience where they can go to get all the information that we talked about, what the deadlines are and absentee and registering, voting and all that?
The best place to go would be the Bonner County Elections website. You can either just Google Bonner County Elections and you'll be able to click on the link there, or you can go to www.bonnercountyid.gov. Under Departments, choose Elections. It will pull up our page for you. You will find everything you need to know with registration, absentee, candidate listing for November. Also, we have all of our sample ballots under the sample ballot tab, so you can look at the ballots. You'll see the Sandpoint local option thing. You can read it for yourself and all the candidates that are on the ballot. So that is the best place to go.
So these are all the ballots. So if you're living out in Hope, they don't have a ballot this time. If you're living in different districts in different zones, you're going to see the ballot that is going to be the one you're going to get.
Yes, if you know what
precinct.
Yeah, if you know what precinct you're in, there's also a link on there. Find my precinct. If you're not sure, click on that. It will tell you what your precinct is based on your address. We even have a link to if you want to know who your legislatures are.
All right, everybody. That's it for today. You have been listening to the pro team at Bonner County Clerk's Office. You can call them if you still have questions. Next week, we kick off Candidate Country right here on Tuesday every week until Election Day. We have Sandpoint City Council candidates coming in, and also the two candidates for the only seat being challenged on the Lake Pend'Oreille School District Board. Until then, this is Barbara saying take care and God bless you. We'll be right back.
97.1 K246EU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, and online at North Idaho Radio.